A doubt resolved. May God help you, reader, with his special help. Many at this point will whisper a doubt. They will say that the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be on him, was a perfect prophet. After a perfect prophet, we'd need no reformer or restorer. The Holy Quran is our reformer, and the spiritual power of the Holy Quran will restore us to faith and wisdom. This is a beautiful thought, but when examined closely, it is found to be contrary to the teaching of the Holy Quran and Hadith, and contrary also to reason and past experience. The thought is contrary to the Holy Quran and Hadith because in both we have a clear promise of the advent of divine leaders and reformers. If the coming of a Mujaddid, reformer, or a Ma'mur, divine leader, was derogatory to the Holy Prophet's perfection, why did God promise the advent of such reformers and leaders after he had made the Holy Prophet the chief and the best of all prophets and the most perfect of all men? Would God contradict himself? Would he do and undo a thing himself? And why did the Holy Prophet predict the coming of reformers and leaders? Do we know more than he did himself? What did his perfection as man and prophet mean? Is it not strange that the Holy Prophet himself should tell us about the coming of reformers and we should think it contrary to his greatness? The thought is also contrary to reason, because if after the Holy Prophet there were to be no reformers or spiritual leaders, then the spiritual condition of Muslims should not have suffered the least deterioration. Muslims should have maintained themselves in virtue and purity. But facts are against this. Reason cannot bring itself to think that Muslims should deteriorate spiritually and become worse and worse, and that no reformer should come from God to reform them. If Islam is to be left uncared for like this, it will not prove the Holy Prophet to be the most perfect among men and prophets. It will prove rather that God wishes to end Islam. If reformers and spiritual leaders were to cease, the cessation should have been accompanied by a visible assurance to Muslims against being misled and going astray. Muslims today should have been spiritually as strong and healthy as they were in early Islam, in the time of the companions of the Holy Prophet. If there is spiritual decay, we must have the means of spiritual regeneration. Another consideration makes the thought contrary to reason, namely that if the perfection of the Holy Prophet means the cessation of spiritual leaders who represent the Holy Prophet and imitate his qualities and character, then why do we have in the world vicegerents of God, the source of all perfection, ever living, ever present? The truth seems to be that when a thing is hidden from ordinary human view, we need something to remind us of it and to enable us to experience something of the influence of which that thing was capable. The Holy Prophet, therefore, is the most perfect among men and among prophets. Nevertheless, after him, we need men who will portray his qualities, will imitate his spirit, and follow his example. These men should remind us of him and re-establish his influence in the world. The thought is contrary also to experience. During the 1300 years which have passed since the time of the Holy Prophet on whom be peace, many spiritual reformers have appeared amongst Muslims. They received the gift of revelation from God and claimed to have been raised for the restoration of Islam. These reformers were distinguished examples of Islam and played a very important part in spreading and establishing Islam. Hazrat Junaid of Baghdad, Sayyid Abdul Qadir Jilani, Sheikh Sahabuddin Suhrawardi, Hazrat Muhyiddin ibn Arabi, Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshbandi, Sheikh Ahmed Sirhindi, Khwaja Muinuddin Chishti, Hazrat Shah Waliullah of Delhi, and others, on all of whom we invoke the mercy of God. Remembering them all, and not forgetting what they did for Islam and Muslims, how can we believe that after the Holy Prophet, on whom be peace, we can have no reformer or spiritual leader appointed by God for the rejuvenation of Islam? The plain truth, therefore, is that even after the Holy Prophet, we should have reformers and restorers. We have had them in the past and must continue to have them in the future. The present condition of Muslims cries out for one, and a great one. The fact that Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad is the only one today who has claimed to be such a reformer constitutes a strong argument in his support.